Welcome to Radio Charlotte. It's Saturday the 13th of November in the year 2021 at just gone 3 minutes past 1 o'clock, other than what my document says. I'm Pete Kemp. I'm the man with the microphone, the voice of the airwaves, the face of the radio, and I've just played the jingle of Queen, I'm Going Slightly Mad. This is all on the document. I was supposed to be reading this out. Today is the official launch day of Radio Charlotte. It will be nice to have some clapping from the sound effects machine, please.
Hang on.
Come on, Glenn. Obviously, yeah. Mate, the beginning of the show, crap, it can only get better.
Hang on, launch day, we should have done this one first, hang on.
All right, that
was it. Yay, launch day.
So this is our first show being recorded in the brand new studios in West Berkshire. See, I pronounced it right, Rick. Aren't I magnificent? Anyway, I'm pleased to have in the studio with me two long-term presenters and co-creators of Radio Charlotte. Charlotte, of course, is my goddaughter, who's now 6 years old, who the station is named after, and her dad, Rick, is already here. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
And this is when we were supposed to play your jingle.
Well,
at least we're going according to the script. Also here is Rick's older brother, Glenn, from Letchworth Garden City. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
This is when we're supposed to play Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good.
Right. Yeah, it's going great, Pete. It's going great.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'll be amazed if we do get any listeners after this show gets streamed on Mixcloud. In this hour, in this first brand new Radio Charlotte show, I will be presenting this year's 2021 Peter Log Top 10. It's when I run down the countdown of my 10 favourite bands and musicians, which I always do around my birthday on the 16th of November, which happens to be Tuesday. Please don't sing it, lads. I will give you a quick recap of last year's Top 10 to remind you what happened last year, if you were there. And I'll bring you the brand new top 10 before signing off with the number one of this year. Then it will be time for the long-awaited, long-anticipated, long-expected episode 5 of Glen Anthems.
Have I really done 5? I think
It's episode 5. Yes,
yeah, I have.
Episode. You did episode 4 on the 10th of January of this year. So
yeah.
We've sneaked by moving to Berkshire, I've sneakily got 2 shows out of you this year.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yes, Glenn is getting himself ready on the other side of the desk as Rick looks on and gathers ideas and inspiration from Glenn for the long-awaited second episode of Rick Anthems, or he's posing to the camera on our Facebook live stream at the moment. No comments yet. Wake up, you lot. This is actually going out live on Facebook as well. So if you want to contact us, please do so and say leave it to the professionals, you amateur people. We've got plans in progress for the second episode of Rick Anthems, which the first episode was done 5 years ago in 2016, near the end of the year, which Rick did his Rick A Bet. Rick currently has some ideas for a second episode, but I'm hoping that he's going to get some more ideas after or during Glenn's episode 5 of Glen Anthems, which is coming up in 54 minutes if everything runs on time, which I doubt. Here we go. Rick will be serving as the man with the jingles for us in case my Windows Media Player, which I'm using, decides to shut down on me during playback. Ding. Oh, Donna's... there you go. Leave it to the professionals. Yep, okay, there you go. Rick's wife has just... text, so we know it's working. We know something's working, which is exciting. Right, so intro over, thank God for that, and it's time for a quick